الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله عز وجل: وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون. وقال تعالى: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. ونرب العلماء الكرام، my most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing around us continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You cannot understand its glorification. How do they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family and upon his companions, till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, whatever we see around us that is created in this universe is all created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every single creation is created for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. Allah says that we have not created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them both in vain, for no purpose. Allah says, ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That is the belief of the kuffar. They think that everything is created in vain. That is the supposition and the belief of the disbelievers. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe be to those disbelievers in the fire of Jahannam. So whatever is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created for a purpose. Similarly, my dear brothers and elders, you and I, we are also created by Allah. And we are also sent to this dunya for a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in Quran. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created insan, I have not created jinnat, but that they make my worship, they make my ibadah, they worship Allah alone. They recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this mission to be fulfilled and accomplished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And each and every prophet, each and every rasul and nabi came to his ummah and commanded them to believe in one Allah. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ تُفْلِحُوا. Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ and you'll be successful. But we know what had transpired. The communities, the past communities, they made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did they make shirk with Allah, they fell into acts of disobedience, into ma'asi, they fell into fitan. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the entire nation on account of just one or two major crimes that were committed by them. The entire nation was destroyed by Allah just on account of one or two major crimes that were committed. And we see the incidents in Quran. Qawm Lut, the people of Lut, the people of Ad and Thamud and Qawm Salih, and the incidents are explicitly mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, my question today is, which sin, which crime is not found today in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which fitna is not found in this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Every kind of ma'asiyah, every kind of sin, every kind of fitna, be it the fitna of woman zina, Be it the fitna of sharab, khamar, drinking. Be it the fitna of rocks, dancing and ghina and music. You name the fitna. And the fitna is found in this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, my dear brothers, it is only out of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not punishing this ummah. Allah is granting respite to this ummah. Allah is reprieving us from adab. It is due to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported in Sahih Muslim from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Quran and he read the verse, the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, that oh Allah, these idols have misled many a people. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the verse of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, his statement, where he said, in tu'adhibhum ya Allah, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. That oh Allah, if you have to punish these people, then they are your servants, you may do so. Wa in taghfir lahum, but if you forgive these people, fa innaka antal azizul hakim, then you can do so because you are all powerful, and you are all wise in whatever you do, ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read these verses, and then he began to cry profusely. He began to cry profusely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And he knows why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hand in dua. And he says, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Oh Allah, my ummah, my ummah. Look after my ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching this. And he sends down Jibreel. He says, Jibreel, go down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, ma yubkik? Why are you crying? What makes you cry? And Jibreel comes down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah knows why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? فَسَأَلَهُ فَأَخْبَرَهُ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi informed him as to why he is crying. And then Jibreel, he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he instructs Jibreel, and he tells Jibreel that go back to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ وَلَا نَسُؤُكَ, that most definitely we will please you, we will make sure that you are happy with regards to the condition of your ummah, and we will not disappoint you. That is why, my dear brothers, it is because of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding back his azab from befalling this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because of this dua, Allahumma ummati, ummati. But unfortunately, my dear brothers and elders, undoubtedly, the fitan are bombarding us by the second from every side, from every corner, from every angle. And what do we do in these times? Really, this is the question. Hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He says that hasten in doing good deeds. Hasten in doing good deeds before the arrival of fitan. Before the arrival of fitnas. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, these fitnas will be كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like chunks and like portions of a dark night. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا. Imagine, subhanAllah, a man will wake up in the morning as a mu'min, a believer in Allah. وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا, and when he enters the night, he is kafir, ma'adallah. أَوْ يُمْسِي كَافِرًا, أَوْ يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Or a person will enter the night as a mu'min, and he wakes up in the morning as a kafir in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَبِيعُ, he won't feel shy, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, he won't feel shy to sell his deen for some goods of this worldly life. In the riwayah of Tirmidhi, from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ, that a time is coming upon the people, a time of fitna. And then he says, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ, that that a time of fitna is coming upon the people. That a person who is as-sabiru ala dini kal-qabidi ala al-jamr. That the person who is steadfast upon his deen, he is like the person who is holding fast onto a piece of coal from the fire. What does this mean, my dear brothers? In one explanation of the meaning of this hadith, it is mentioned. You know, it is like virtually impossible to feel or to put your hand on a burning piece of coal from the fire. You will get burnt. In the same way, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam be saying, it will almost be impossible for a person to be steadfast upon his deen. Because he will be bombarded with fitan by the second from every side that will surround him. So what do we do in these times? In these times of fitna, what do we do? What is najah? How do we save ourselves from these fitan? Wallahi, my dear brothers and elders, the answer is very, very simple. It's short and sweet and straight and simple. But the amal is shaq. The amal is difficult. To act upon this is not easy, it's hard. Except for that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. Then it becomes easy for him. And what is the answer? The answer is, in these times of fitan, we have to follow the Qur'an and sunnah. Ittiba'u al-Qur'an wa sunnah. Wa ittiba'u hadhi al-sahaba wa salafin al-salih ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. We have to follow the Qur'an. We have to follow the sunnah. The teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to follow the teachings and the guidance that comes to us from the side of the sahaba and our pious predecessors ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are Muslims. We are mu'mineen billahi azza wa jal. Awalasna bi mu'mineen? Are we not believers in Allah? Yes, indeed, we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means we worship one Allah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We worship one Allah. And we follow the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. But really, my dear brothers, how many of us truly recite and make tilawah of the Quran al-Kareem? Or if we do make tilawah of the Quran, how many of us truly reflect and ponder over the meanings of the Quran al-Kareem? Have we ever asked ourselves this question, my dear brothers? We open the Quran, we make tilawah. Have we ever asked ourselves this question? بِمَاذَا يُخَاطِبُنِي رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلَّ? What is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing me here with in the Quran? What is Allah telling me in this Quran? This Quran is not only for the Arab. This Quran is not only for the ulama. This Quran is not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us be straight, my dear brothers. This Quran is for the entire mankind. For every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only reason why this Quran was revealed in Arabic language is because Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Arabi. The people, the qawm that he was sent to, they were Arab. And Allah explicitly mentions this in Quran. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ. Had we made this Quran a foreign language, non-Arabic, then the kuffar, the mushrikeen of Makkah would have said, why aren't the ayat, the verses of the Quran, why aren't the verses of the Quran explained clearly or explained in detail? They would have made claims like this, أَعْجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِي. You have a non-Arabic Quran, you have a Quran in some foreign language, and at the same time you have a Rasul who is Arabi. How is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Arabi, going to explain a Quran which is in some foreign language? So they would have made these statements. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran in al-lughatul arabiyya. But this Quran is for all of us. In the next part of the verse, Allah says, قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. This Quran is a means of guidance, and it is a means of cure from misguidance. For who? For لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For every single mu'min, for every single mu'mina, for every single person who believes in Allah. The Quran can never misguide you, my dear brothers. We may read some incorrect translation or some incorrect tafsir, and a person may get misguided by his own interpretation of the Quran. But the Quran by itself can never misguide you. The Quran can never mislead you. The riwayah comes in Muwatta Imam Malik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, taraktu fikum amrayn. That I left with you two things. لَن تَضِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. You will never ever get misguided. You will never ever be misled. So long as you hold fast and firm onto these two things. And what is that? كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hold on to the kitab of Allah. Hold on to the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. You will never be misguided. In fact, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he himself, he is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. Allah says, قُلْ تَلَمُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ اتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I'm only following the revelation that came to me from Allah. إِنَّ اتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. إِنَّ اتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Right at the beginning of the Quran, Allah says, that is the book, there's absolutely no doubt in that kitab. It is a means of guidance for every person who fears Allah. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a blessed book that we have revealed. Allah is saying, this is what we have revealed. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with you and I. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Why has this Quran been revealed to us? So that we can ponder and reflect over the ayat, the verses of the Quran. And so that the people of intellect may take heed from the message of the Quran. This is the Quran, my dear brothers, the kalam of Allah. And together with this kalam of Allah, together with this Quran that came from the side of Allah, comes the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, فَمَنْ نَجَى. How do we save ourselves from these fitan? اتِّبَاعُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. We follow the Quran and we also follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah was absolutely balanced. His way of life was straight. And Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah, together with the Quran, it defines Sharia, they become Sharia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded every single mu'min to, Allah says it's wajib, Allah commanded us all to follow the sunnah, to make ita'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow his lifestyle, to follow his sunnah. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah, obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. وَأَطْقُلْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ. Respond to Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says, whoever obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever obeys Allah, those people are with those people on the day of Qiyamah, they are with those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His bounties upon them. Who are they? The Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Siddiqeen, the pious ones. Allah says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. What a great company is to be in the company of such people. So this is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to Sahaba how straight and how balanced his sunnah is. Hadith appears in Ahmad, in Musnad Ahmad, riwayah of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew one line. He drew a line in front of him. And then he said, هذا سبيل الله. This is the road to Allah. ثُمَّ خَطَّ خُطُوطًا عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ. Then he drew lines to the right and left. And then he said, هَذِهِ سُبُلْ. These are paths, these are roads. عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٌ. On every path, شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ. There's a shaitan who is inviting you to him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the verse, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And this is my straight path. Follow the straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلُ. Don't follow the other parts of shayateen. The parts which are zigzag. Allah says, فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. These parts will take you away from the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, that is what Allah advises you with, so that you can fear Allah. If we adopt the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we make the ita'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will earn for ourselves Jannah. And if we fail to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will fail to gain entry into Jannah. Hadith is in Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports, hadith in Bukhari, he says, كُلُّ أُمَّتِ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. That every single person from my ummah, he shall enter Jannah except for that person who refuses to enter Jannah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean a person refuses to enter Jannah? قِلَ وَمَنْ يَعْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who is going to refuse to enter Jannah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي. Whoever obeys me, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then he's going to enter Jannah. But listen, وَمَنْ عَصَانِي. But the one who disobeys me, he fails to make my ittiba', follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has in actual fact refused to enter Jannah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Quran says, we made you a balanced nation. If we have to analyze and if we have to look into our lives, we see that our lives are very, very far from the ittiba', from following the Quran and from following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from following the teachings and the guidance that comes to us from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. But my dear brothers and elders, we look into the lives of Sahaba, we see, subhanallah, what was their slogan? At every given moment they were ready to carry out the command and the instruction that was given to them by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their shi'ar, their slogan was, لو أمرتنا, then listen, O Rasulullah, لو أمرتنا أن نمشي على البحر لما. If you tell us now to walk barefoot now on this ocean, we will walk barefoot on the ocean. If you tell us to dive and to plunge into this ocean, we will plunge into the ocean now. I want to give you a few incidents in the hayat, in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, how they emulated the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they obeyed the commands and the instructions that were given to them by Rasulullah. And subhanallah, at many times we see that they were so literal also when it came to the ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith appears in Musnad Ahmad. And the Rawi is Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He says it was one Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَمَّا اسْتَوَى يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. He ascended the minbar. And he sat on the minbar. And then he said to the Sahaba, اجلسوا. He was addressing the Sahaba who were in front of him. So he said, اجلسوا. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum sat down. But when he gave this instruction, there was one Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud who was at the door of the masjid. He was still walking into the masjid. And when he heard this command that was given by Rasulullah, he sat down there at the door. وَقَفْ عَلَى الْبَابِ جَلَسَ عِنْدَ الْبَابِ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya, ta'ala ya Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Oh Abdullah, I'm not referring to you. Come into the masjid, O Abdullah. Come into the masjid, O Abdullah. But from here, from this incident, we learn, subhanallah, see how Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they looked at every command and they wanted to carry out the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any question, without any hesitation. And there are so many incidents. Umar radiallahu anhu is making tawaf of the Kaaba. He kisses al-Hajar al-Aswad. And after he kisses al-Hajar al-Aswad, he says, listen, yeah, you are just a Hajar. You are just stone. لا تنفع ولا تضر. You don't bring any benefit, you don't bring any harm. وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُقَبِّلُكْ مَا قَبَّلْتُمْ. If I didn't see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم kissing you, I wouldn't have kissed you also. And then he starts his tawaf. And in the tawaf, you know there's something called ramal. Ramal is where we walk briskly, or we walk with our chest slightly out. This was to show the mushrikeen in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم the strength and the might of the Muslims. So this is why we do this ramal in tawaf. So then he says, مَا لَنْهَا وَلِلْرَمَلِ. He's doing ramal. And then he says, why am I doing ramal? And he says, the only reason why we used to do it was to show the mushrikeen the strength of the Sahaba and the Muslims. But then he says, now there's no mushrikeen. وَقَدْ أَهْلَكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah destroyed all the mushriks. There's no mushrik in Makkah. But then he says, شَيْءٌ صَنَعَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This was something that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did. فَلَمْ نُحِبَ النَّتْرُكَ. I don't want to discard the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So many incidents in the hayat of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. How they emulated the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Really, my dear brothers, time is up. There are thousands of examples of Sahaba. How they followed how they emulated and followed the sunnah, and they made their ita'ah, and they obeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith. Sahaba radiallahu anhum knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best. They knew the sunnah. They day and night was the sunnah. They followed the sunnah. They were practical examples of the sunnah. There can be no more rightly guided people than that of Sahaba, because Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they followed the most, they followed the best human being to have ever walked on the surface of this earth, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to emulate the hayat, the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in emulating the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will see numerous, a number of benefits. One is, we will ourselves become rightly guided. Why? Because they were radiallahu anhum wa radu an. They came in khayrul qurun, in the best of times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. That the best of you are people who are in this time, and then people who came after, and then the people who will come after. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum were of that time. If we follow them, most definitely we will also become rightly guided. And one great benefit in following the Sahaba, in following and emulating the lives of the Sahaba, we will stay away, or we will save ourselves from doing bid'ah, from bringing about innovations in deen. And this is where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, "Man kana minkum mustannan, falyastanna biman qad mat." That whoever of you wants to adopt a sunnah, then tell him adopt the sunnah of those people who have already passed away. Referring to who? The Sahaba. He says, "Fa'inna al-hayya la tu'manu alayhi al-fitna." If you look at the living person, he is not free from any test. Every living person can be tested by from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Sahaba, ulaika ashabu Muhammad. Those people are the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He swears by Allah. He says, kanu wallah afdala hadhihi al-ummah. They were the best of this nation. Abarraha quluban. The most pious of our Sahaba had. Wa'amakaha ilman. They had the deepest knowledge. Wa'aqallaha takallufan. They were the least of people who pretended. They were human beings. They were human beings like you and I. But then he says, قَوْمٌ, they are a people. اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِ. They are a people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them for the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ. He says, recognize their virtue. Understand who Sahaba are. Give them the maqam. Give them the dignity and respect. وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ عَلَى سِيرَتِهِمْ. He says, follow their footsteps. He says, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Sahaba, they are on the straight guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّنَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.